Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Let the transformational thinking of the Word of God be in you, that I begin to act, operate, function in the purpose of God and in the nature and characteristics of Jesus Christ.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you again for joining us on Revive Radio. Today's message was taken from Pastor Rogers' most current message series from a Wednesday night Bible study. This is Transform. Change your mind, change your life. This is part one from that series. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Listen, here's the way it works. Because the devil wants to show up and they allow their mind to be taken over by a stronghold. And the next thing you know, the Bible says when that stronghold takes over, a root of bitterness gets on the inside. And you start blaming everybody. That preacher up there, he don't care about me. He don't even know my name. No, I don't. You will not survive the battle without a transformed mind. So we've got to have a transformed mind. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
But Pastor, I'm saved. I love the feeling. You feeling? Yeah? How you doing when you're not feeling it? If the mind of Christ is on the inside of you, you will know that you have been born again. I don't have to have anybody tell me. I know it because the book told me that I am because of this. You ought to lift your hands and thank God you are, because the devil's been a liar from the beginning. But if you don't read the book, you'll listen to the lying devil. This is good preaching, I do think. This is the reason why I'm teaching this lesson tonight. Because I watch people fall away. And this is my wife said it when I read the article about the worship leader. And there's others. We had one of our Assembly of God ministers stand up at the General Council and preach complete Calvinism and wrote a book on it. Calvinism. It's akin to what you heard many, many years ago in the inclusion gospel, which says everybody's saved, they just don't know it yet. Well, if that's true, everybody's going to heaven and nobody going to hell, then let's just all go out of here and act like everybody else out there. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Either what we're doing is not only a value in eternity, but I should give my whole self, mind, soul, body, and spirit to this thing every day of my life, and not just when I come to church. Are y'all with me? There is a difference between the work of the cross, which is what took place in your say, and the way of the cross. The way of the cross. What's the difference? The work of the cross is I'm born again. Boom. Now I've got to take up my cross and follow the way of the cross. What's the way of the cross? Well, you won't know the way of the cross unless you read this book right here. Because when you get in a battle, I'm teaching this thing. When you get in a battle and you don't know how to fight the battle, because here's the battleground right here. This is it. If the devil walked up to you with a pitchfork and some pointed ears and a red suit and said, hey, I'm Mr. Devil, I've come to steal, kill, and destroy you, you go, oh, no, you're not. You're ready for that. Problem is, he don't come like that. In fact, the Bible says, he comes as an angel of light. And if you don't have a discerning spirit and know what the Word of God says that he is and the wiles and the tactics of the devil, you'll invite him into your house. You'll marry that joker. Come on, somebody. You'll go into business with them and then wonder why the whole thing imploded. You need a discerning spirit. Y'all can't say amen because you know I'm crawling all up in it. Living an overcoming life as a believer depends on a transformed mind. You're getting inundated every day with stuff. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Let me see your hand. I want to know who I'm talking to. Impulses. That's the reason why you can't just listen to anything. If you open your ear up to something, hey, it may not necessarily be bad. May not even be bad. Maybe bubblegum music, I call it. Hey, let me give you, I don't know if my brother is, who sent me the email, Brother Moore is here, or he may be online, I don't know, but sent me a email this past week. And, you know, some of y'all probably, your hiney got tight when Pooh started, William started singing Stand By Me. That's funny that y'all jumped up and started swaying to the music. But anyway, he sends me an email, and I checked it out. Sam Cooke stole it from a gospel, African-American gospel quartet who was singing Stand By Me, Father, took the words, reversed them all. It's on YouTube. You check it out. Same thing, same song. So the song was originally a gospel song, and the devil took it and perverted it because he can't create anything. He can only twist and pervert anything that God has already created. That was free. So here is this passage of scripture, because being transformed in the renewing of your mind, and here's the goal, being transformed in the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I want to prove what is the will of God. Pastor, I need to know the will of God for my life. I don't know the will of God for your life. But if you will submit yourself by the mercies of God, and not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that perfect, acceptable, and good will of God, then you will know the will of God for your life. You'll come tell me, God said for me to do this or that. Are you hearing me? That means that at the root of any transformation, any changes in your life start with a renewed mind. Let me give it to you there. Transforming your life begins with a renewed mind. Now, the problem is, if you could be a brand new baby physically and come out and start serving the Lord, then that would be wonderful. Problem is, we've all in this room, just about, with the exception of a few little small babies in the room right now, have all grown up to adulthood, and we are the compilation of the experiences that we have had all of our life. Things that have taken place in our life, images, actions, events, experiences, all of that kind of thing is going on. And it adds more, well, let me say it like this. In order for your mind to be renewed, there's going to have to be a cleaning out of the mind to get it transformed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I want to reiterate this passage, this statement. Transformation is an ongoing process. You got to deal with things that are messing with your mind. Now, this term transformation is the term that we get metamorphosis from, metamorphosis. Meaning, just exactly what you know in your biology class, it takes time for the worm to turn into the butterfly. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a metamorphosis. It is a transformation. Now, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't mind being a Christian if I wasn't on display all the time while God's renewing my mind. Because the problem, if we could stop the world and, Lord, open up my head, fix everything that needs to be, let me think the thoughts of God, and then go out. Problem is, this thing is an ongoing deal, and we have to deal with people every day and situations every day and all that stuff. We say it like this. Now, you know, I'm not somebody who gets mad easy, but my daddy. And we reach all the way back to what we were and the example that we were. And I say this with all respect and humility and honor for my father. I've taken a lot of great things from his life and teaching. But there are some things that I had to change for me. Come on, somebody. This is important for us to get a hold of, because we have habits that have been ingrained based on our environment and what we've been exposed to, things that are happening to us even right now that has to be transformed. And that process, that conflict, that struggle, that tension that's going on for us all the time is something that doesn't happen until we get to heaven. It's an ongoing process. And I'm going to just tell you, because this is reality of humanity. There are some things that are stuck in our minds like cobwebs to the sides of our minds. And that's the reason why you cannot just come once a week, twice a week, and expect to get all the cobwebs out of your head. There has to be a daily, listen to me, I'm going to tell you, even in the past few weeks, I got my little iPad. It's wonderful now. I don't have to have a whole book full of cassettes and a boombox besides my bed. Because for years, that's what I did. Am I right about it? I have a big old boombox. I put in my scripture tapes. And I just listen to them. And it put me to sleep. I wake up sometime in the middle of the night and the word would still be permeating. Now I got my iPad over there. I can turn that dude on, put my little earpiece in so she can sleep. And I'm listening to the word of God, and it puts me to sleep. Pastor, what's the big deal about that? Well, I can't rely on that, but I can tell you one thing. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Anybody need some perfect peace in your life? You don't get that by thinking everything out there in the world. Come on, somebody. You have to come to the point where you ignore your past. There's a lot. How many of you got a past? Your hand's not raised right now, you're a liar. Everybody's got a past. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Everybody's got a past. There's some good things in your past, and there's some nasty stuff in your past. But guess what? You're not going back there to fix it. Your past is your past. And if it's under the blood, then I've got to get my mind to think what the Spirit is telling me that I am. Now, that's going to take a lot of hard work, and people are not into that kind of thing because we want to open up our head and have it all dumped in there, and it would be wonderful. It would be wonderful if that could happen, but it doesn't happen that way. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you have the most powerful force called the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, helping you to be an overcomer. And the devil is not stronger than God. Get this. I'm gonna have to stop here. I'm gonna have to pick this up next week. See, but I'm not worried about it. I'll make this a 52 week series. Growth is change. Am I right? It's not a trick question. Growth is change, which means I need to be released from my old thinking in order to change into the metamorphosis that God wants. God wants me to be a butterfly, and if I still got wormy thinking. I don't want you to say anything. Just look at your neighbor. Just look at your neighbor. And then look back at me. That's all I want you to do. I don't want you to say nothing. I just need to know who you're sitting beside. Maybe you should ask them, are you a butterfly or a worm? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you are yet. You're in the middle of something. You're stuck in the cocoon. You know? Some days I see some butterfly, and some days you just wormy. Come on, somebody. See, now you think that's something I made up, but the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, he declares, Jacob, thou worm. He calls him what he is, but he says, that's not what you're going to be. Jacob, you're a crook, you're a thief, you're a conniver. That's what you've been because your mama taught you to be that way. But today there's a change coming. I'm going to spend enough time with you that I'm going to pop your hip right out of joint. And you're going to walk like this for the rest of your life, but you're going to know you and I had an encounter. And when your boys look at you and say, Daddy, what happened? You can just say, this right here I got from God. And I'll never forget when I got on the other side of Bethel, he changed my thinking and he also changed my name. I am no longer Jacob the trickster. I am Israel, the promise of God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.